Hello, this is Dr. Pinn and Goldfish today and last report on Frankie Brown, date of birth 7/26/1963, date of procedure June 18, 2024, physician's doctor of Evgeny Goldfish, do you referring physician's doctor? Merlin Salmon. Procedure performed as colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, comma cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is colorectal cancer screening, description of procedure, informed consent is obtained, period possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy. Oral extensification, patient breath and endoscopy, so you place in love letter progestin. Today's for anesthesia service and monitor anesthesia care. Digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated lumbus video colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the penis orifice, iliacal valve, confluence of folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, iliacal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Period. A retroflex view is obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score is created as 7,2-3-2. Comma good prep. The patient's eye procedure well without any complications. Findings. Boston bowel prep score of 7,2-3-2. Comma good prep. Next line, retained pill in the cecum. Next line, there were two sigmoid colon sessile polyps ranging in size from 8 to 10 millimeters, removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were two iliacecal valve sessile polyps, one is approximately 10 millimeters in size, removed with cold snare polypectomy, and the other is diminutive in size, removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 8 millimeter ascending colon sessile polyp, removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 6 millimeter hepatic flexure sessile polyp, removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were two rectosigmoid sessile diminutive polyps from cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a rectal sessile polyp from cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding and moderate in size. Next line, there was evidence of pan diverticulosis colon. Next line, plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, follow up and off previously scheduled. Next line, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, thank you.